Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. I'm Peter and Jemmy from Knights Council 15962, and I'm going to be with you for the next 25 minutes as we pray for your prayer intentions. Well, we're almost done with the liturgical year. We have reached the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is the last Sunday in Ordinary Time before we get to the final feast, and then Advent. And as I've mentioned in the past, the final 4 weeks are generally heaven, hell, death, and judgment, although we've had a couple of key feast days that have superseded the Gospels that we would have had. And we're going to finish up here with the Gospel of Luke, and let's get started. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there is not, will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, by brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Now, I have a bit of a bugaboo, and my bugaboo is concerning the end times. But it's not what you might expect given what I've just said. My bugaboo is I think people worry too much about the end times. I think that people obsess about when it's going to come and all the various things that are supposed to come with it. I think that the best thing to do is just be a good Catholic. Go to Mass, say your prayers, receive the sacraments. Because in the end, everyone's going to have an end time. I've got less than 20 years left in me. I had a person I went to school with who was a year ahead of me die unexpectedly the last couple of weeks. I was actually during the octave of All Saints Day, where there's special indulgences for going to cemeteries. I went and was earning an indulgence for a grandparent, and I accidentally noticed a grave that caught me by surprise. It was a person I went to grammar school with. Apparently, he had been dead for 3 years. It was in great shape. and he's been dead 3 years. And although I've been dieting and been a bit successful in it, trying to bring my numbers back down and so forth, I'm in terrible shape, but I'm still here. Everyone has an end time. And everyone is going to die. And I forget which saint it is. Once, and there was a saint who said, take care of your body as if you're going to live forever. Take care of your soul as if you're going to die tomorrow. Which is pretty good advice. But if you obsess about the end times and about the prophecy like that, it becomes about being a part of big events. And in a sense, it's a form of spiritual pride. When you think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, for example, her greatness comes in humility. And the great Marian writer, St. Louis de Montfort, in his writings about Mary, and his total consecration to Mary, he writes about how he avows that with the entire church that Mary is less than an atom. In fact, she's nothing at all compared to God, because only God is God. But notice that because of Mary's humility and because her will, she freely said yes to God, and her will freely is equal to his in terms of what she wants is what he wants. And Jesus being, you know, the son of the mother and honoring the mother, as the commandment gives, her prayers get answered, always. And as he put it, because of her humility and confirmation to God's will, her prayers are answered and given the yes by Christ so much that it appears that she has power that she doesn't. But her power is the humility. In other words, she is the example for us, the human example. What perfection is as a Catholic. So we should concentrate on that. But despite that, I want to mention a few things about this gospel. It's been said that this is about the fall of Jerusalem, which will come in 70 AD. And he's talking about the temple being destroyed, and the temple, all that's left is the Wailing Wall right now. And over there, you know, see that you would not deceive. Many will come in my name saying, I'm here, the time has come. All you have to do is go online and watch YouTube, and you're going to see all kinds of people saying all kinds of things. Be careful to follow this stuff. Find an actual priest or someone reputable. And reputable doesn't mean loud. But, I mean, and even priests can be wrong about things. Judas was wrong about things. Peter and Paul argued about different things. But be careful about just falling for all this stuff. Be careful when you hear about wars here, wars there, this, all these things that are coming up. None of it matters. But keep an eye on this statement here. Before all this happens, they will seize and persecute you. They'll hand you over and so forth. This deals with something that I've mentioned before. And in the last supper discourses, Jesus mentions it to the disciples about the world hating you. Persecution and hatred of you, even within your own family, for following Christ, is something that Jesus talks about. This is something that is normal for Christianity. Because Christianity, the things that it says, don't satisfy your senses. Don't give in to your instincts. Love your enemy. Put God first. Are all different from human instinct. It's all in opposition for it. Because we're amphibians. We're part spirit. We're part flesh. And as when we're alive, the flesh part is the priority. And as is mentioned by Christ and by the saints, the devil is the prince of the world. We're pretty much in enemy territory. So this stuff is going to happen. But notice what he says. Don't prepare yourself. I will give you wisdom in speaking. I am going to be with you. Consider the close. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And by lives, he's talking about your eternal life. It's all that's going to matter. It's because eternity is a very long time. Some people live a very long life, but it's nothing compared to eternity. It's nothing compared to eternity. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Persevere in the sacraments. Persevere in prayer. Persevere in love of God. And perseverance is tough because it's an easy rule. Easy rules are always the toughest. That's why you want to keep an eye to keep yourself from rules lawyering things. Don't want to rules lawyer things. You want to just persevere. Be simply, as C.S. Lewis used to call it, being simply Christian or mere Christianity. Don't complicate things. The church, the sacraments, prayer. Latch on to a saint, depending on what your inclination is. There's a patron for all kinds of things. Latch on to Mary. Follow her example. All these are the things you do if you want heaven. And always aim for heaven. Don't aim for purgatory. Aim for heaven. If you miss heaven, you have time in purgatory. That's fine. Because purgatory is a place of hope. Because everyone in purgatory knows they will see God. But don't aim for purgatory and miss. Because if you miss, you won't like the result. And as I have said many times on this show, heaven will be no less glorious and hell no more bearable if you end up there with the person you despise the most standing next to you. Keep that in mind. And while, you know, you take, by all means, pay attention to this gospel, because if Jesus is saying it, it's worth paying attention to. But be more or intent on being what you should be. Because if you remain what you should be, then all of these disasters aren't going to matter. All the false prophets aren't going to matter. None of these are going to matter. Remember, again, the other gospel reading. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be given to you. Keep that in mind, and you're going to be okay. Now for some prayer intentions. One from the prayer wall, which is, it's a little long, but nothing wrong with a little long. And remember, you can go to wqphradio.org/prayerwall if you want to put up an intention, or if you want to pray for an intention. And the intention here is as follows. The Lord provided me with dreams of the following people over the last few days, none of whom I've seen in the past 5 years. They are Elric Lagoy, who I last knew to live in Maine. Eric was hanging on the cliff for dear life. The two others I knew working in the broadcast industry were Richard Gross and Michael Arnold. They seemed to be going about normal business, albeit somewhat and somehow bewildered. Please intercede for them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and for provision in life. Now, my thought is, if you get a message in a dream from God to pray for somebody, you do it. There is never a time when praying for someone is a bad choice. So I like that intention. So we're going to pray for that intention. I want to pray for Sandra Roth, who recently died. She was a year ahead of me in school, and her husband, David, nice fella. We'll pray for her soul and for her husband, David. It was a big surprise that she died. I want to pray for Thanks. I've been having some success in my diet, and I've got some test results that are coming. Some of them are in, and so far they look promising compared to what they had been a few months ago. I want to pray a prayer in gratitude for that. I want to pray for the new church year that's upcoming, that we finish the church this year strong and start the next one even better. As we get close to the Advent season, we have our standing prayers for the two Marianne's, the one here and the one in New York. We want to pray for a woman who works 7 days a week to support her family. Got a prayer for a lady who I haven't been told there's something wrong. I haven't been told what it is. Person knows. Said didn't want to share it because didn't, you know, hadn't been given the okay to share it. So we're not going to share what it is. So we'll consider that a private intention. Just a reminder, you can put up private intentions. Want to pray that people take advantage of the Jubilee year for the double indulgences, for plenary indulgences while it's still going on. Want to pray for the priests and clergy in our area, because without them we don't have sacraments. Want to pray for the donors to WQPH, and thank you so much. Without you, there is no radio station, and we don't get to do the work that we're here to do. Want to pray for the souls of everybody on the indulgence calendar. Want to especially pray for the intentions of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia and the Sisters of the Rosary who were previously asked for us to remember them every week. Pray for the soul of Nancy. Pray for Jake. Pray for Alvin. Pray for Mary Lotz. And let's pray for our individual cities and communities. In fact, we should include that in our prayers every day. We don't pray for our cities and our country. How do we expect good things to happen? If we don't ask, we're not going to receive. And because this was kind of the last days, we're going to do the first Sorrowful Mystery. And because it's the first Sorrowful Mystery, we're also going to pray for those who do not go to confession. Because I always go, and I always pray for those who do not go to confession with the first Sorrowful Mystery. We're going to begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first Sorrowful Mystery, the agony of God. And we offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 11th decade and honor, our agony of God evolves. We ask of thee through this mission, and through the intercession of the Holy Mother, contrition for our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the agony in the garden come down to our souls. Amen. Now we do the special prayers for the Holy Father's intentions, and this is for those of you who are doing the indulgence calendar. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Now the prayer of St. Gertrude. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses, said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the WQPH Italy trip has finished, and the pilgrimage is gone, and we hope that it was a very uplifting experience for all. And, you know, keep an eye on the WQPH homepage for other events that may be coming up. And let's just do our closing prayers in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Spirit upon this show, this station, all the stations that carry the show, all the listeners, and all those who have programs, and all the listeners to all the programs on WQPH, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to the church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray this as we pray all things. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you very much for giving me a half hour of your time today to pray with you. And I look forward to coming back next week so that we can together pray for your prayer intentions. So goodbye and God bless.
This is Chris Hanley. You're listening to WQPH Catholic Radio 89.3 FM, Shirley Fitchburg.
November is the month the Catholic faith remembers all the souls in purgatory.
We would like you to join us in the prayer of St. Gertrude the Great. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls.
Eternal Father,
I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
Christians who depart this life in the state of grace may claim the friendship of God, but they may not be completely fit to enjoy the beatific vision. They may not be good enough for heaven or bad enough for hell. Those who depart this life in the state of mortal sin receive hell as their portion. Those who obtain pardon for mortal sin may still have the temporal punishment, the debt due to sin still to pay. We see in the case of Adam and Eve, though forgiven, they still suffered punishment, the loss of the Garden of Paradise and the life of hardship they and their descendants would endure. In like manner, when we sin, there is both the guilt and the temporal punishment due to that sin. Though the soul may be entirely free from sin through contrition and the sacrament of confession, if the temporal punishment due to that sin has not yet been remitted in this life, it must be cleansed from the soul after death. God provides the place or condition where the soul is cleansed, an intermediate state leading toward eternal happiness called purgatory. The souls in purgatory are saved and will reach heaven as soon as they are cleansed and fit to enjoy the vision of God. Proof of the existence of purgatory, then, rests on reason, divine revelation, and the teaching authority of the Catholic Church. If, as Apocalypse 21:27 states, nothing defiled shall enter heaven, it stands to reason that there must be a place where the souls of those free from mortal sin, but not free from venial sin or temporal punishment, may make satisfaction. This belief is confirmed in the last book of the Old Testament, 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, verses 43 to 46, where we find recorded the story of Judas Maccabeus, who sent 12,000 drachmas of silver to the temple of Jerusalem for sacrifice to be offered for the slain, saying, "It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from their sins." These words imply that there is a middle state where souls are detained and where they may benefit from the prayers said for them by the living. Note, too, that the Council of Trent defines these two points, that there is a purgatory, and that the souls there detained are helped by the suffrages of the faithful, and chiefly by the acceptable sacrifice of the altar. The sufferings in purgatory? The souls in purgatory suffer the justice of God by undergoing the pain of loss and the pain of sense. But the pain of loss, or the separation from God in purgatory, differs from the pain of loss suffered in hell, because it is not eternal, and it is relieved by hope, whereas in hell there is only despair. The soul will certainly go to heaven, sooner or later, but while restrained in purgatory, it suffers an intense yearning to see God. The pain of sense is said to be caused by fire. That a material element like fire can make a spiritual soul suffer is clearly revealed in the parable of the rich man sent to hell in Luke chapter 16. "I am tormented in this flame," he says. The fire of purgatory is believed to be of the same nature, and the text, "He himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire," 1 Corinthians 3:15, is often interpreted to mean a material fire of purgatory. Finally, we must remember that there will be no human bodies in purgatory, but only human souls, and that purgatory will last only as long as the world lasts. After the general or last judgment, there will be only heaven and hell. Eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
This program was produced by From the Housetops Audio, Still River, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Andy Cooney, and you're listening to 89.3 FM WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. I'm delighted that listeners in this area can enjoy Catholic radio from EWTN 24 hours a day. When you receive a request for a donation to help WQPH, please be as generous as you can.
Thank you, Andy. Please help us at WQPH by sending your donation, large or small, to Eternal Life Radio, Post Office Box 589, Medford, Mass. 02155. Or visit us online at www.wqph.org. Thank you for listening.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net. And we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.